News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Are you waking up beside your pet this morning? Is it really hygienic to have a pet in bed with you? Dr. Jacqueline Boyd is a senior lecturer in animal science and Nottingham Trent University. Morning, Jacqueline.
Good morning.
Should we have our pets in the bed with us?
It really depends on how you feel about lying in your own filth and lying potentially in your pet's filth as well.
See, the pet, that is the point. I mean, whatever about lying next to someone who mightn't have had a shower, my dog doesn't care how clean they are
exactly.
And what they have exactly. on their undercarriage.
Yeah, and I think this is exactly it. It's a little bit about knowing your pet, knowing yourself, knowing how clean your pet is. Maybe what they've been in, where they've been walked, how they live, their coat type, their fur type, what they might bring into your bed that you might not want there. I mean, there's always a risk that they bring in things like fleas, ticks. They always carry bacteria in the same way that we carry bacteria on our skin. So they will bring things into the bed. And if you're not regularly cleaning your bed sheets and cleaning the overall environment, there's always that risk that there might be things appearing in your bedroom and in your bed that you might not want to be there.
I read an article once about how a dog's microbiome, which is all the bacteria and the viruses that live in the phages that live in their gut, is completely different to the human microbiome. And they don't really, they're not compatible with each other. So giving your dog a lick and your dog giving you a lick in the mouth is not a very good thing. So does that translate to the bed?
A little bit, but really interestingly, there is some evidence that suggests that the more time we spend with our dogs, the more similar our microbiomes do become, because we can share bacteria and we can share microorganisms between each other. Sometimes that's a good thing and that doesn't actually harm either of us. Sometimes that's a slightly negative thing. So we're as able to potentially transmit microorganisms to our dogs as they are to us. And I think sometimes we forget about that side of the interaction as well.
Yeah, well, we just assume the priority is ourselves. Now, there is also a kind of a nuance here that Roxy the dog, who shares our house with us, Roxy the dog will occasionally sleep on our bed. But I'm always fascinated by people who have the dogs under the blanket with them. Because I think that, you know, whatever about the top blanket, having them on the ground sheet, that's manky now.
Again, it tends to depend on the dog and the person. I mean, you're absolutely right. Sleeping on top of the covers, possibly less of an issue because in theory, anything coming off the dog will go onto the top covers. Under the covers, slightly differently because it's closer to the mattress, pillows and everything else. Some dogs love being snuggled under covers. Other dogs, less so. And obviously in the heat that I think we've all had lately, a lot of dogs who would normally sleep in the bed have chosen to sleep elsewhere because it's so hot. In the same way that lots of humans have chosen to sleep
100%.
Elsewhere.
100%. I'm sometimes, during the recent hot spell, I was actually jealous of the dog finding her ability to find somewhere cooler. Was very good.
Amazing, yeah.
I wish I had that myself. Dr. Jacqueline Boyd, Senior Lecturer in Animal Science with Nottingham Trent University. Thanks very much.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.